Hey, good morning. Thank you for getting back on track. We've been hearing from some folks this morning who are like, hey, I'm going back in the office. I'm back on the show. And to which we've scolded all of them and said that you could have listened this whole damn time.
Yeah.
From home on, I don't know, I sound like an old man or not. You could have listened this whole damn time at home on your smart speaker. Okay. you could listen through the TuneIn radio app. And you can, of course, stream us through the website, coast931.com. All right, let me get some people on. So the issue is we got a message from a listener, and if you ever have anything going on in your life that you want to throw on the radio, we can do it anonymously, as we are doing here. And sometimes it's, you know, it's helpful to get the perspective of people who don't know you and don't already have preconceived opinions about the person you're in a relationship with or about, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
And people who have had life experience that maybe some of your friends or family members haven't. And I think sometimes, you know, there's a reason that you you get some of the best help from therapists and all that. I mean, they're trained.
Right.
But you can talk to them about your problems because they don't, they may not have a personal stake in it, you know?
Yes, 100%.
Like, you may not go to a friend about a problem in your relationship because you don't want to taint the friendship.
Right.
You know? So anyway, so that's why we like hearing from you and putting your problems on our show. so anyway, so she said, she sent us a message and she said, my boyfriend of 4 years has a photo of his ex on his phone, and is that appropriate? It just kind of bugs me. And she just said it was one photo, or she just didn't specify?
I think she said it was one, maybe more than one.
And we don't know what kind of photo it is. That's the other thing, is if it's like a sexy photo, that's a little different.
Right, and apparently the ex doesn't think it's a big deal.
Okay.
She
Jennifer, I know there's a lot of questions that we all have about the details to make a full ruling. You know, we still have to do the cross-examination and all that, but without that, what's your gut, what's your gut reaction?
I think it's absolutely acceptable to have a picture of your ex on your phone. A lot of us use our phones like computers nowadays, and every experience your boyfriend or girlfriend had up until the point that you're with them made them who they are today. Mm-hmm. I mean, if there's a picture of this girl on his wall, that's a little different, but
right.
stored in his phone,
yeah.
I don't think is an issue. I have pictures of my past on my phone, past relationships. Of course, I have children with someone that I had a past relationship with.
Right.
And some of those pictures incorporate him and the children.
And we don't know if that's the situation with the person who messaged us, right?
I have a feeling it's not.
Exactly.
Okay.
I mean, if it's her standing there in the sunset in a little dress, I mean, that might bother you a little bit, sure. But
it depends on the pic.
Exactly.
Yeah, it really depends on the picture, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. To do with it.
Yeah. And well, and that's the thing. And we were talking about, I mean, okay, I still stand by. If it bothers you, you should have a conversation about it. But don't, my advice, if you're going to approach him about it, would be approach it from a, hey, I know this probably isn't a big deal. And I'm probably overthinking it, but I just want to, it's important to me that you know that this bothers me. And let me explain why.
Right.
You know, and no matter what his reaction is, you may feel better just saying it.
Yes, I think so.
So let me see. Thanks, Jennifer. Thanks for calling. Are you going to work or what?
I am.
You are. And are you, have you been working this whole time? Or are you just back to the office or what's the deal?
I've been working the entire time.
Okay. All right. Well, essential Jennifer.
Essential lady you. We appreciate you.
Thanks for joining our show in the morning. We appreciate it.
I appreciate you guys. Have a great day.
Oh, you too. Thank you. Let me get Brad on. So Brad, want to say something about how he stores all his photos digitally, and because I do that too, and that's what I was saying a few minutes ago is that I have thousands. I mean, I literally probably have thousands, maybe 20-something thousand photos.
Holy moly!
I know,
moly.
But it's because they're my phone. Because I have had an iPhone for God knows how many years.
Yeah.
And they all end up. Then I sync with a new phone. It adds the pictures.
Yeah.
Or keeps them in the cloud. And I've had the cloud for a little while.
There's the cloud.
So I just, you know, it's
so confusing.
And it's a way to save the photo because I'm not good at archiving the photos.
Yeah.
So I can use, because I could go back and I can say, oh, yeah, that was from that dinner we went to in 2015 or when I first moved here, for example, in 2014. I was like, yeah, we went to brunch at that place. I can go back and see, oh, around my birthday, April 20 something. Oh, right. It was Zapoteca. Remember that place? Remember when that was open?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Now, granted, you know, if there was a picture of an ex If I had an immediate ex right before Kyle, would that have bothered him? I don't think so.
Yeah.
I don't think it would have. Because he knew about all my exes, and there were photos that would pop up on Facebook, and I would show him and stuff.
Sure.
But that's, I mean, I don't know. Brad, go ahead.
I don't delete anything. I mean, I everything to me is a memory. I mean, literally, yeah. I have pictures of some girls I dated from 40 years ago. You know?
Wow.
Yeah.
Because it's obviously it's not in digital. I mean, it's the old days with print in albums. But, I mean, I save everything, you know.
Now, how often, are you in a relationship now, Brad?
Well, I'm married.
You're married. Okay. So do you ever pull out those albums of the girls from 40 years ago?
You know, when I go to look at old photos, which hasn't been for a little while, but if I do, obviously of those, she wouldn't be like right next to me, you know, but I would still.
If you are going to go look at those old photos, your wife isn't looking over your shoulder.
Right. That's it. Because it's my personal memories, you know.
Right.
And there's ones, obviously, a ton of them that I share with her, you know. Well, this was my life then. This is where I worked. I mean, I have a picture of every car I owned, you know.
Right.
And that's a lot of the reason I take photography for artistry, but I take photography to remember, you know, help me remember all these things, you know.
Right. It's every picture has a story attached to it, and that's part of your life, no matter what the current relationship
is. So I figure, yeah. You know, maybe the next generations that come along, and they you know, ones that are really fascinated with nostalgia, will look back and see, everything about your life. You know, they will know about you. Wouldn't it be great to know about, let's say, your great-grandfather and what...
That's true. Well, and you go back, and a lot of folks will do that. They'll clean out a grandparent's house, and they'll go, wow, look, Grandpa had pictures of his old girlfriend we'd never even seen, you know. And
it's cool.
Part of the past, and because it's digital, that since it's immediately available, we put a lot more meaning into it than if it's in a dusty old photo album. But thanks for calling, Brad. We appreciate it.
Oh, yeah. It's been great talking to you.
Okay,
thanks,
bye-bye.
Brad. Bye.
All right. Have a great day.
You too. 79Coast, if you want to call or message us on Facebook. Yeah, you can actually learn a lot about the person you're in a relationship with if you look at the photos of their ex.
Yeah.
Look at this photograph.
You know, and you hear a story about, and it's like, oh, wait, that was like a hobby that you had? Why'd you give that up? And
then,
you know? I don't know. I think that's important.
Man, I wish I had exes. Wish I could have landed a couple dudes before Jay, but...
yeah, oh well.
No one bit this line.
That ship has sailed.
Yeah. Man, thank God for Jay.
All right, who can spell?
I can. Easy.
We're going to have a little spelling bee. Okay, a little impromptu spelling bee.
Ooh.
79Coast, if you think you can spell. We got to play a song, and then we're going to spell, okay?